朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
最近我们在想到教会里面我们各样的侍奉，我们愿意成为主的光，成为主的盐，在山上的城能够把福音传扬出去。
This couple of weeks we've been talking about our ministry, the church, that we want to be the light, the salt in this world, and the city on the hill so that we can spread the gospel.
我不晓得我们弟兄姊妹们对于今年的主题山上的城有怎样一种了解。
I don't know how much you have understand our theme, the city on the hill.
这是一个非常大的题目。
It is a big topic.
并且也可以说每一件基督徒所做的事跟我们的见证都是有关系的。
Everything that we Christian did is, has something to do with our testimony.
所以也可以说我们在主的面前想到我们的侍奉，想到我们的生命的时候。
In other words, before the Lord, as we thinking about our service and our life.
我们除了是为了这个主题祷告山上的城之外。
Besides, we pray for our theme, the city on the hill.
更可以说是我们全人的一个调整。
And it's also our whole being adjusted.
今天我选的这段经文在马太福音二十一章里面。
Today's passage is in the book of Matthew.
也许有人要觉得很奇怪。
Maybe you're wondering.
因为今天并不是棕树主日。
Today is not Palm Sunday.
但是我们用的经文是一般棕树主日常用的经文。
But the passage we used is that will usually be used in Palm Sunday.
这里讲到一段事情，耶稣基督进伯大在到了伯法吉伯大尼的时候，在橄榄山附近那里。
Here talking about a state event that as Jesus approached to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives.
第二节，耶稣说，就打发两个门徒对他们说：“你们往对面村子里去，必看见一匹驴拴在那里，还有驴驹同在一处。你们解开，牵到我这里来。”
And verse 2 says that.Jesus has sent two disciples, saying to them, Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me.
第三节说，若有人对你们说什么，你们就说主要用他，那人必立时让你们牵来。
And verse 3 says this, If anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away.
那今天我们的经文就从第三节出来，主要用他。
And our topic is from verse 3, that he will use them.
当然如果我们从整段的经文从第一节到第七节这样看的话，我们会发现主耶稣基督受到十分的拥戴。
And from verse 1 to through 7, we can see that Jesus will really be honored by them.
如果我们再仔细研究一些圣经里面讲这些讲解的前后文的关系，我们会发现他引用旧约里面一些事情。
As we go deeper, then we'll see that he had quoted some from the Old Testament.
这里不仅是讲到耶稣基督应验了旧约里面先知的话。
And not only saying that Jesus had fulfilled the prophecy in Old Testament.
因为主耶稣骑着驴驹进了耶路撒冷。
Because Jesus had ridden on the donkey to Jerusalem.
其实这里面还有另外一个更深的意思，就是也就是在旧约里面所罗门所预表的那位君王。
And also this has deeper meaning that Solomon has been symbolized by this coming king.
因为所罗门当年也是骑着驴驹上到耶路撒冷，成为和平的君王。
Because at that time Solomon is the same thing, riding on the donkey to the city and become the king.
但今天我们要讲的题目都不是这些。
But our topic is not all this.
我只是要讲很简单，主要用它这几个字。
I just want to say the simple words. The Lord needs them.
在我学习讲道的这么多年来中间
，As I'm learning how to preach all these years,
我知道有一类信息不是重在解经。
I know that some of the message is not really expository.
虽然我自己觉得解经方面是最重要的。
Even though I think expository is very important.
有一类的信息不是从经文本身出来。
And some of the message is not from the passage itself.
而是我们读经的人一种灵感而已。
And it's the response that we receive from reading the passage.
最近我看见一篇讲章很有意思，他讲主导文。
Recently, I had saw this sermon talking about the Lord's Prayer.
你知道我们讲主导文的时候，大部分所有牧师都是说主导文是谁讲的，讲什么内容，如何如何，然后应用在我们身上。
As we talk about the Lord's Prayer, we usually will say what it says in there and how it applies to us.
但是这篇信息讲主导文，它是从读主导文的立场来看我们里面内心的变化。
But this sermon is talking about as we read this Lord's Prayer, how our heart responds to it.
所以今天一样的情形，我要看见主要用他这几个字讲到我们，如果从驴驹的角度，从我们自己的角度来看，我们明白主要用他自己这几个字是什么意思。
So same thing today, this morning when we talk about the Lord needs them, we were from the donkey's view and ourselves to see.
尤其因为这段圣经，我想很多弟兄姊妹都相当的熟悉。
Especially many of you are really familiar with this passage.
不再需要花很多时间来讲解。
I don't need you to explain anymore.
你知道在清教徒的时候，他们一句句两三个钟头，四五个钟头，你知道为什么吗？
You know when during the pilgrim time that they usually gather for more than 3 or 4 hours.
很多人立刻想到说，因为弟兄姊妹们很渴慕，非常爱慕主，所以很喜欢听到。
And because people were saying that the brothers and sisters so long for God's word, so they last longer.
我不知道究竟如何。
I don't know exactly.
但是有一个非常重要的原因，他们很少听见讲道。
But there's a very important reason that they're very seldom to hear the sermon.
所以有传道人来的时候，全村人就聚集了。
So whenever there's a minister comes, the whole village comes.
因为这些传道人他们游行布道，不是每个礼拜都在同一段讲道。
Because those the ministers go town to town, they don't station in one village.
那他们偶尔到一个地方，或者说轮流到一个地方以后，也就很长的时间做很多的事情。
And because once they got there, they needed to do their work.
但是清教徒有一个特别的点。
But those pilgrims, they have a very special point.
就是对于圣经里的话语，很多地方的讲解是在应用方面。
That they really, for the God's words, they apply it.
我们今天要讲的这篇信息，主要用它也是在应用这方面。
And today's message is how we apply to ourselves.
当我们看见这几个字的时候，我们有怎样一种想法？怎么样在我们自己个人经历中间来明白这些话的意思
？As we see these words, what's our response? How we apply to our own life?
其实刚才孝德已经把我这段话要讲的话都讲过。他说今天我们看这几个字呢，主要用它。这个它可能就是你跟我。
Actually, John had already mentioned that as we see that the Lord needs them, the name is maybe you and me.
本来我前面的这个引言还要长一点的。
My original introduction is supposed to be longer.
但是给他们一语道破，一见重地，我不知道怎么讲，重新讲回头引言了。
But he already said it for me, so.
我看看今天正好有播饼的时间。
But today we're going to observe, we have communion.
所以我觉得很好，谢谢他提醒我今天讲到短一点。
So I thank him for reminding me that I have to shorten my message.
所以我们就立刻进入这些经文，看看到底在这里主要用它，可能在我们身上有怎么样的感受。
So let's see that how God is going to use us.
我想每一个人讲到我们要为主工作的时候，都想到我们自己的才能。
Every time when we think about what God used us, we always think about our own talent.
想到我们有什么恩赐，有什么特别的长处，特别的能力。
We're thinking about what our gifts is, or what our specialty is.
至少没有别的才能嘛，也要像新聪一样会唱歌，对不对？
At least if we don't have any gifts, we will at least like Eddie that we can sing.
那么至少不行的话，也要像Danny 一样会敲鼓，对不对
？Or at least like Daniel, that we can play drum.
那我们又不会唱歌，又不会敲鼓，怎么办呢？只好跟着里面唱，对不对
？If we don't know, we cannot sing solo or play drum, then we just join the group.
别的侍奉我们想的可能我们有什么才能，我们会管账，或者我们会做很多其他的事情，我们想好我愿意来服侍主。
Or in other area that we think that we are good at it, then we can serve the Lord.
这个想法非常自然的。
It's very natural for us thinking about that.
因为我们都是从自己所有的有能力地方来看到底怎么样把我们的恩赐才能转变成被主来用。
Because we usually see ourselves to see how we can do and that so that we can be used by the Lord.
我想很多弟兄姊妹们他之所以愿意侍奉也觉得他能做一点事情。
Many brothers and sisters that they think that they can serve because they think that they are able to.
如果什么都不能做那我就能做什么呢？
If we cannot do anything, what else can we do?
他加了 what else? 我的意思是说如果我什么都不能做我能做什么呢？本来要叫大家先我到底在讲的什么话。如果我们自己觉得能做而侍奉这是一个自然的现象。
If we know that we can do it and we serve, that's very natural.
前一阵子我在这个收到这些听众的来信中间有一封信很有意思。
Long ago, I have received those letters from the audience, and it's really very interesting.
这是一位姊妹她写信的，她在国内的教会里面，她心里她讲到她自己得救的见证。
And this is a sister from the mainland China, and talk about her how she been saved.
而以后也讲到她在教会里有一些侍奉。
And talking about how she served at the church.
她说我在教会里面就负责清扫，负责整洁，负责打扫卫生，然后呢，我服侍一些姊妹们。
She said that what she did at the church is that she do those maintenance work and also serve a couple of sisters.
她说我的文化很低，所以不能做其他很多特别的事情。
Says my education background level is pretty low, so I cannot do many things.
底下她讲了一句很有意思的话，她说我不觉得我做的工作是很低贱的工作。
And then she says very interesting. She says I don't think that the work I'm doing is very low.
因为在神的面前我们每个人都在侍奉。
Because before the Lord, everyone is serving.
所以弟兄姊妹们的确这里是一个对的情形，并且我们也知道我们按着自己的能力来侍奉是蒙神所喜悦的。
So brother and sister, we know that we serve the Lord according to our ability. That's pleased in God's sight.
而且我们不久以前讲过一篇信息，讲到罗马书第十二章第一节第二节的时候。
And not long ago, we were talking about Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. And talking about offering ourselves as a living sacrifice.
我们来查验神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Then we will experience God's goodness.
那这里呢，就讲到我们每一个神的儿女都应当有一种心态，愿意被主使用。
Here talking about every child of God that will have this mentality, willing to serve the Lord.
那这个问题呢，比第一问题高一点了。
And this is more important.
因为这里当圣经里面讲到这个驴驹主要用它的时候
，Here talking about this donkey that when God needs it，
可能不是他的能力的问题。
It's not because his ability.
而是他的意愿的问题。
It's his willingness.
愿不愿意被神所使用，愿不愿意被主所使用。
Is he willing to be used by God?
你知道在圣经里面，我们一般也知道驴子是脾气最硬的人东西。
We know that generally we know that donkey is pretty stubborn.
非常不容易把它折服。
It's really hard to tame them.
很多人骑过驴子就知道这个不容易骑。
You know, if you have been riding on the donkey, you know that it's not easy to control them.
你要往一边走，它偏偏往另外一边走。
You want to go one way, and then you will insist to go the other way.
尤其你他如果知道你没有骑过的话，更加欺负你。
Especially that he know that you are new, then they would do something.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里第二点讲到主要用它的时候，我自己也在想，我们今天所有的问题不在于才能。
So when he says the Lord needs it, I would be thinking about it's not because our ability.
而在于愿不愿意，在于我们肯不肯让神来所使用。
It's up to our willingness.
在不在肯让神照着他的意思使用，而不是我们自己的恩赐和能力。
It's up to that if we're willing to do God's work according to God's will, it's not according to our own ability.
这次短宣这些年轻孩子们出去。
this short-term mission or these young people went out.
我不晓得还没有听见他们的见证有什么伟大的工作和成绩。
I haven't heard their testimony yet, so I don't know what a wonderful work they've been doing over there.
但是有一点我心里非常感谢神，也觉得为着他们感到荣幸的。
But one thing that I really want to give thanks to God, and I really feel good about them.
就是因为他们愿意被主来用。
Is that their willingness?
有些孩子在 email 里面说他功课很忙，回来以后赶功课，但是还是愿意去短宣。
And some kids in their email saying that they have a lot of summer works, but still they're willing to go.
而他们所做的事情，也不一定是按照他们恩赐所能做的来做。
And what they had done over there doesn't mean it does not necessarily according to their gift.
但这个愿意的心却是非常重要的。
But their willingness is really important.
很多时候神要我们来服侍他，不是按照我们的才能恩赐而已。
Many times God wants use us. It's not according to our own abilities or gifts.
而是要借着这些机会看我们内心向他如何。
It's through this experience and to reveal our hearts.
我可能跟弟兄姊妹讲过，我这个第二个女儿。
I maybe talk to you about my second daughter.
其实我常常讲很多我女儿的事情，因为很久没看见她们，讲她们的事情不要紧。
Many times I mention about them because I don't see them too often, so it's okay.
如果我的女儿跟你们都很熟的话，你们一个话传回去，她会跟我生气的。
If my daughter really closer to you, then if they heard about this, they'll be angry.
被我当作使用的材料。
Because they don't want to be used as a material.
来讲一些例子。
And to be an example.
那我的女儿怎么回事呢？
What about my daughter?
你知道小的时候她个子很矮小，可是呢动作很快。
When she was young, she's pretty short, but she moved fast.
很多时候我们一句话刚刚讲完，她就蹦蹦跑掉，又回来了，事情做好了。
Many times when we tell her to do something, and in a flash, she'll come back and complete the work.
你知道我们中国的父母常常喜欢摸摸孩子说，哎呀，你真有用，真乖呀。
You know, Chinese parents usually touch the kid's head and it says, you are so good.
那这个乖的这个人还听得懂。
And that word, good, that she understands.
但是我们说你很有用的时候，他心里很不服气。
But when we say that you are so useful, then they don't like that.
他立刻就想，哎，原来你是利用我呀。
And she also says that, oh, so you're using me.
我这些事情是给你用的哈。
What I did, that you used that.
所以他就很不高兴了。
And then they're upset.
但是呢，等到他慢慢年纪大了一点以后，我就跟他讲一件事情。
And gradually, when they get older, and I told them,
我说你仔细想一想，如果你不愿意给人家用，你就没有什么用。
I said, think about this. If you're not willing to be used, then you're useless.
我不知道你们年轻人对有用这个字怎么样。How do you think of the word useful? Huh? Do you want to be used by others?
你们对于有用有什么感想吗？你愿意被人家使用吗
？And I say this: if you're not used by others, you're quite useless.
我说，如果你不愿意被人使用的话，那你就真是无用了。
那其实你想想看，我们今天所有做的事情，都不是说我能够做什么事情，我最有用，而是被人家用而已。
As a matter of fact, think about it. All we done the now, it's not that.What we can do or our ability is that what we can be used by people.
我不知道你去谋工作、谋差事、找工作的时候怎么想法的。
I don't know when you search for a job, what's going through your mind.
你说我很有抱负，很有理想，要做一番大事业。
You say that I have a lot of expectations. I want to have a big career.
你到一个地方去应征去。
And you go and look for a job.
应征的人看有15、16个人来，找了3、4个来，最后面谈。
And then out of the 30 people, they choose 3 or 4 people, and then they have this interview.
最后他选中了你。
And then finally they chose you.
你很高兴，你说，哎，我可以大展宏图，可以理想抱负都可以施展了。
And you were so happy, so now I can do a big, I can have a great career.
但是你知道他为什么选你吗？
But do you know why they chose you?
因为你刚好合乎他的需要。
Because it just happened that you qualified their needs.
他要做的事情你刚刚好可以做，所以他就用了你。
What they want to do that you can do it, so they want to hire you.
我想大家都有这个经验，等到你买房子是很高兴，哎呀，我买了自己的房子。
I know that you, most of you have this experience. Once you bought a house, and you're really happy that you have finally, I have my own house.
非常高兴，银行借了非常低的利息。
I'm really happy that the interest rate is really low.
但你仔细想一想。
But think about it.
你今后的工作是为谁辛苦为谁忙啊？
Now, when you go out to work, who you work for?
你每一月薪水回来，第一件事情写一张支票给银行，把你的账还了。
Every time when you receive a paycheck, the first thing is you have to pay the mortgage payment.
比较好一点，银行回一封信，谢谢你收到，他已经收到你的寄给他的这个 mortgage 付的账了。
If a bank have a good customer service, they'll give you a statement and thank you for that they have received your mortgage payment.
你所有工作努力的结果去付银行账的时候，你得到两个字叫做谢谢。
All your hard work in return is just a thank you note.
所以到底我们今天所有的工作生活是为了什么？
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。